Hey gang, it's me, Dr. Steve. I'm on the road again, coming to you from beautiful Palm Beach, Florida. I'm here for a meeting that I can't wait to tell you about, but I'm only going to tease you now. You're going to absolutely love it. Details coming in due course, but I just had to do a quick video and give a huge shout out to every single one of you who elected the single most MAGA America First speaker in our nation's history. As you all know, Mike Johnson of Louisiana was just elected the 56th Speaker of the House. It was a unanimous vote. 220 Republicans voted for him, an astonishing achievement given all of the craziness that's been going on over the last few weeks. And make no mistake, you're the ones who did it. First, if you don't know Mike Johnson, he's absolutely amazing. He's MAGA through and through, totally pro-Trump. He voted against certifying the 2020 elections, which the media loves to try to pin him down on. I don't know if you saw the meeting when he was surrounded by all the other Republicans in the House after it was announced that he got the nomination, and somebody, one of the press members, says, "What do you say about what you did in 2020 and voting against it?" And all the Republicans are just said, "Ah, shut up. Shut up. Stuff it. We're done with you, pathetic swine, you left-wing activist disguised as journalist." So he's totally pro-Trump there. He's been consistently voting against funding in Ukraine. He voted for the Muslim travel ban. He's very pro-border security, very pro-life. He's an amazing fellow. And he is light years away from what we almost got, which was Tom Emmer from Minnesota. That guy makes Kevin McCarthy look like Pat Buchanan. I mean, this guy, Tom Emmer, is as anti-Trump, he's as anti-MAGA America First as you can possibly get, and he almost got it. And it would have been an absolute disaster for the Republicans in 2024. Just think about it. All throughout the campaign for President Trump, whenever he said anything, whenever he opened his mouth, the left-wing activist disguised as journalist would immediately run to Tom Emmer and say, "What do you say to that? What do you say to that?" And 85, 90% of the time, he'd say, "Oh, I'd have to distance myself. I disagree with President Trump." "Oh, no, I don't. 2020 was the most pristine election in the history of humanity." This guy made Paul Ryan, Eddie Munster, look MAGA by comparison. So he would have been an absolute disaster. But he didn't last, did he? He was nominated and then withdrew his own nomination in a matter of 60 minutes. Now, President Trump is taking credit for this, rightly so. He's taking a bit of a victory lap. He very quickly unendorsed Tom Emmer and very quickly endorsed Mike Johnson. Oh, cool. I'm getting to know the city here. It's absolutely beautiful. Got a little train action going on there. So he's taking some much deserved credit, taking a little victory lap for the huge win for MAGA forces and the huge loss for Rhino forces. But if I were to be so bold as to demur a bit from number 45, soon to be number 47, I think the real reason why we saw this result is because of you. You launched an online revolution. It was stunning. I watched it. I watched it over the last 3 weeks. I watched what we often talk about, the network society. I watched it in action like never before. The network society, of course, is a kind of society that we're living in now where we don't relate to each other so much by virtue of our proximity to one another. We relate to each other by means of instant access, just like what we're doing now, instant digital access on networks, particularly the internet. And what happened all throughout the last 3 weeks is we found out in real time, within seconds, what the Republicans were doing in Congress, and we were able to respond immediately. When we found out that Emmer got the nod in that closed door session, we lit their phones up like never before. Congressional aides have talked about that. Congressional aides have testified that they have never seen these Republican phones lit up the way we lit them up. It was astonishing. We let them know that there was no way in hell we were going to let them get away with nominating this rhino. He withdrew his nomination in 60 minutes. That's how overwhelming, that's how powerful the uprising, this online revolution was. And then when we found out about Mike Johnson, more and more we found out about him, the more and more we loved him, the more and more we recognized how MAGA he was, the more and more we put pressure on every single Republican representative to step up and do the right thing. And God bless them, they did. 220 voted for him. So I have to tell you, I think what we just saw was one of the most awesome expressions of MAGA force imaginable. And oh boy, does it bode well for 2024. So I want to give a huge shout out to each and every one of you. I love being a part of this. I cannot tell you how much I love being a part of this courageous patriot movement where hundreds of thousands of you every single day wake up and in your own humble manner defend faith, family, and freedom and the integrity of our republic. It could be as simple as a tweet. It could be as simple as a Facebook post. It could be as simple as just calling your representative, but you stand up for faith, family, and freedom every single day and look at the result. Look at the result. We have the single most MAGA Speaker of the House ever. And it's all because of you. I love you and I love what we have together. So God bless you guys. God bless Mike Johnson and his speakership. God bless MAGA. And let's take on 2024. God bless.